Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Maryland's Research Lifeline: How States Could Rescue University Science. Maryland's economy heavily relies on science and engineering research, with Johns Hopkins University being a top recipient of federal research dollars. However, federal funding cuts are threatening this vital industry. States like Massachusetts are stepping in with proposals to support research institutions. Maryland, with its high per capita federal research funding, could establish an emergency R&D fund to bridge the gap. This could help maintain approved projects and encourage additional funding from corporations and philanthropies. The pharmaceutical and biotech sectors, in particular, have a vested interest in preserving research funding, as NIH-funded research has contributed significantly to new U.S. drug approvals. Without state intervention, Maryland risks losing its scientific edge and talented researchers to other countries. It's crucial for state leaders to act swiftly to protect this essential economic sector.
Rock Breaks, Lungold Corp. TSV LGCQBXF stands distinct against Walker Lane backdrop. Lahontan Gold Corp., with its flagship Santa Fe mine project, stands out in the Walker Lane corridor in Nevada for its robust land position and focus on projects blending historical production with scalable exploration. The Santa Fe mine, a former producer, yielded 359,202 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver. Lahontan's portfolio includes West Santa Fe, Moho, and Redlich, each offering distinct geology and upside potential. The company plans to advance the Santa Fe mine project towards production, update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment, and drill test its West Santa Fe project by 2025. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at https://lahontangoldcorp.com. BioCorex reports 3,985% revenue growth to 313 kez in the first half of 2025. Driven by Lucemira Lofexidin sales, BioCorex Inc. reported a remarkable 3,985% revenue growth to $313,000 in the first half of 2025, driven by Lucemira sales. Revenue for the second quarter of 2025 increased by 4,306% to $178,000. The strategic acquisition of Lucemira from USWM LLC has already proven successful in boosting revenue. The company also reduced net loss by $242,409 to $2.2 million, showing a nearly 10% year-over-year improvement. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals Inc. is developing sustained-release naltrexone products with a focus on BICX-104 for the treatment of methamphetamine use disorder. The company looks forward to sharing updates on the MUD Phase 1b clinical study in Q3 2025 and on BICX-104 for the treatment of opioid use disorder.
Q&A with Lou Bender, President and CEO at Intensity Therapeutics. Intensity Therapeutics, led by President and CEO Lou Bender, is revolutionizing cancer treatment with their lead product candidate in late-stage human clinical studies. By injecting drugs directly into tumors, Intensity aims to minimize side effects while training the immune system to fight cancer. Their technology debulks live cancer cells, turning them into a personalized anti-cancer vaccine. Currently, Intensity is focusing on refractory solid tumors like metastatic soft tissue sarcoma and localized triple-negative breast cancer. With ongoing trials in multiple countries and promising results, patients could soon benefit from this innovative approach to cancer treatment. Stay tuned for updates on their clinical programs and upcoming milestones.
Lahontan Gold Corp., the case for a rich district. Lahontan Gold Corp., traded on TSX.V as LG and OTCQB as LGCXF, showcases a four-property Nevada portfolio anchored by the 2-million-ounce Santa Fe mine, strategically positioning the company in North America's most mining-friendly jurisdiction. The Walker Lane Geological Corridor continues to attract major acquisitions, as seen with AngloGold Ashanti's recent $252 million Augusta Gold purchase. With gold surpassing $3,000 per ounce and hitting a record high of $3,500, institutional capital is once again turning to gold. La Hontan Gold stands out with its focused portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane District, offering potential for growth. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Nicola Mining Inc., NIAM, OTQB, advances new Craigmont copper project as AI boom, data center surge drives copper demand. The rise of AI has triggered an exponential growth in data center construction and expansion, driving copper demand to unprecedented levels. Bell Canada has announced the construction of 6 new AI data centers in British Columbia, including one in Merritt, British Columbia, strategically located near Nicola Mining. The company recently provided updates on Craigmont exploration results, including drilling 14 holes with early findings revealing copper sulfide mineralization. Copper's superior conductivity makes it a critical metal in the artificial intelligence era, serving as the backbone of data center infrastructure. Nicola Mining is positioning itself to meet escalating industrial demand through its new Craigmont copper project, located in British Columbia, Canada. BHP estimates that copper used in data centers worldwide will increase sixfold by 2050, from around 500,000 tons annually today.
Biomed News Breaks. Clean Inc., NASDAQ CLNN, reports Q2 2025 results, targets year-end NDA submission for ALS therapy. Clean Inc., a late clinical stage biopharma company, reported Q2 2025 results and aims to submit a new drug application for ALS therapy by year-end 2025. The company plans to meet with the FDA this quarter to review survival data for lead candidate CNM-AO8 in ALS. Management is focused on delivering an impactful therapy to the ALS community. Clean is developing treatments for neurodegenerative diseases and has cash runway into Q1 2026. For more information, visit Clean's website. Biomed News Breaks. Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, Q2 2025 results highlight progress in late-stage rare disease pipeline. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharma company, reported Q2 2025 results and recent milestones. The company anticipates Phase 2A results for SGX-302 in psoriasis before year-end, along with updates on Hybrite TM for CTCL. A phase 3 trial of Hybrite TM in CTCL is enrolling, with results expected in 2026. Solagenix completed a phase 2A study of SGX-945 for Behçet's disease and transferred manufacturing to the U.S. Q2 net loss widened to $2.7 million, with cash at $5.1 million on June 30, 2025, plus $1.4 million raised July 1. Solagenix focuses on developing products for rare diseases with unmet medical needs, including treatments for CTCL, inflammatory diseases, and vaccines for diseases like ricin toxin and COVID-19.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.